It's Jemmy back with another update, and you might be able to hear it in my voice. This update comes post-podcast movement, and I'm waking up with a convention flu. Gosh, I seem to always go to these conventions and end up super sick the following week, but it was worth it. Let me tell you, Podcast Movement was in Orlando this year, and it was a lot of fun. I missed it last year. It was in Philadelphia, and I couldn't figure out how to get over there. So this is only my second Podcast Movement. My first one was in Anaheim in 2017 in California. And so it was really cool seeing a whole bunch of people. So I know that usually these updates are reserved for updates all about me, but I what was most astounding was just to see how everybody else is doing. Really, that was what gave me the most happiness on this trip. People like Carrie Ann Reed from Carrie On Friends, who actually I met at Podcast Movement 2 years ago in Anaheim, California, and we were like twinsies. We're 3 days apart, you know, and we just got along really well. We have so many, our personalities are so parallel, it's kind of funny. But yeah, I was so excited to see what she's doing. She brought not just herself, but two other women, two friends along who are getting into the podcasting space, Michaela, who's already started, and Rachel, who's getting started. So to see her now like bearing the torch for others, it's just amazing. And I missed it because I got caught up with a website client's emergency, but she also had a panel gig where she was talking about Caribbean podcasting. I'm so excited to see what she's doing. So check out Carry On Friends if you want to see someone just really making a space for herself in the podcasting scene. I'm so, so proud of you, Carrie Ann. And then I also got to see my buddy Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. He always has a speaking gig at these things. He's well sought after. But what was really cool about going to see his presentation is he pulled a little trick from a presentation of someone that he admires and emulated that piece in his presentation. He was so excited about that, and I was excited because he was excited, so that was really cool. So kudos to Dave Jackson. Even though a fire alarm interrupted him partway through, he picked it back up and just nailed it. And then I ran into Pat Flynn, who I think I last saw him. Actually, yeah, for real. Actually, he confirmed it. I last saw him at PodFest. And he's just been a huge icon in podcasting for a long time, but you know, his show is now like launched into a whole nother stratosphere in recent years. And what was really cool is to have seen this progression. And the one thing that hasn't changed is him. He's still the same Pat. He's just super kind, super genuine. I was passing by him in the hall, and he actually remembered me and like motion for me to get into his live video. It was pretty cool. So he's just a nice kid, and it's great to see that he hasn't changed, even though he's just found all the success. So good for you, Pat. Well done. And then also to see the growth of She Podcast. So there was a booth for PodFest. My buddy's at PodFest, Chris Kremitzos booth there. Love him. Y'all have heard me talk about him a billion times. And then he shared his booth with the ladies from She Podcast. Jessica Cuffman was there. And just to see the growth of that group, and now they have a conference that they're getting ready for, is just so awesome. So this conference was intense for me, just to see all the ways that people have continued to grow in this space and are moving this space forward in various ways. You know, I still got to see Glenn holding court as he walked through the expo hall at every corner, and like at every social engagement, you know, people gather and flock to him still for all kinds of advice and influence. And he's now celebrating 11 years at Horse Radio Network. 11 years. It's just unreal to me. And then I got to hang out with my client, Andy Kushner from the Wedding Biz Network. I'm now the director of his wedding network. And so it was fantastic to see him. We got to chat a whole bunch. And at one point, I remember he walks out to meet me, and he's just all aglow, excited. of this really amazing connection that he made there. So well done, Andy. It looks like it was a successful conference for you too. And then Ed Ryan, who is the guy behind the Podcast Business Journal, and he's a host of one of the shows on the Florida Podcast Network called Beach Talk Radio. And he's also been working with Radio Ink Magazine forever. So what's awesome to see him like transferring all his radio knowledge into the podcasting space and seeing what he's doing to take over a lot of the reporting and things of the podcasting space. And Podcast Business Journal, which has been digital and daily and consistent and really, really good for months now, it now has its first print edition. So that was actually on newsstands throughout the expo hall, which was really amazing to see. I picked up a couple copies for myself, one to read and one to put under like some sort of hyperbolic seal. I think it'll be worth something in the future, maybe. I don't know. And then also Erica Mandy, who she became a mentee of Glenn's the same time that I did 2 years ago in Anaheim, or I think that's when it was. No, I was already his mentor. That's right. I was already working with him. She became his mentee in Anaheim, California. She's now doing the Newsworthy, and it's taking off. And she also does the voiceovers for Finding Florida. So to run into her again and see just how well her show, the Newsworthy was just like, it was like a blossoming idea at the time that I met her 2 years ago. So now to see it doing such phenomenal things and having great success, I'm so proud of her. And another person I ran into 2 years ago and then ran into again today was Amy. And I really connected with her. She has her show Chasing Dreams, which was really a parallel show for what I was doing at the time, Curve the Cube. We were talking about people who are pursuing their passions for a living. So that was just so fun to you know, we really connected based on our mission, our message at the time, and to see that she's still doing her show and it's going strong. And not only that, but she's actually invited me to be a guest on her show. So yay, I'm excited. Now I feel like it's so full circle. and then Ralph and Carol, who I've been big fans of for a long time. They're the couple behind the Podcaster's Toolbox. And it's been this piece of software that has been on the horizon for a long time. And it's been exciting because these are an entrepreneurial couple who saw a need in the space and have been charging forward, trying to make a thing to satisfy the need. And you know, me and being entrepreneurial, I'm so excited for them. In fact, I got the email that the official drop date for the Podcaster's Toolbox was coming in October. So I was so excited. So I've had a Podcaster's Toolbox shirt for a couple of years. So I wore it on day one, on Tuesday, my travel day up there and day to check out and register and check out the expo floor and da da da. I wore that shirt and I didn't run into them. Wah wah. I didn't run into them until day two when I was no longer wearing their shirt. That'd be weird and gross. But I'm so excited about Ralph and Carol. And also, just generally speaking, like to see all the newbies walking around with their eyes big and soaking up all the content, like being completely overwhelmed by the choices of sessions. You know, I got so excited anytime I would ask if it's someone's first podcast moving experience, and they would say that it was, because especially those first couple of days, because I knew the excitement that they were feeling and having and what they were about to experience and look forward to. So it was just super intense and busy and fun. And the other major thing that I saw, so throughout my life for various reasons, I'm usually the only color, the only piece of pepper in a huge old table of salt. But this year, what experienced a massive influx of people of color into the podcasting space. Oh my gosh, how exciting is that? And I mean, we talk about it a little bit more on our, I really get into reflecting on it on the latest episode of Florida Podcasting News, which comes out hopefully later today, if not tomorrow. FloridaPodcastingNews.com for that show where I really dive into it. But it was really great to see how many people of color were in the space and how many opportunities for people of color were in the space. And one thing I didn't talk about on Florida Podcasting News was there was actually a vendor that was five black dudes. It was a mobile app company. They were pitching their app services for people to do, you know, create their own app for their podcast or in the networks. And so I got their cards, and of course I don't have it on me for this thing right here. So completely useless plug. I apologize, but it just was really cool and exciting to see. So, you know, black people and people of color in the space as new podcasters, as returning podcasters, as new vendors. It's just, I was just so exciting. So anyways, in having all the conversations that I've had with especially with the newbies, I took a moment to realize, like, all that I do and have done. And so anytime they would say, hey, so what do you do? Or what's your show about? It became kind of silly where I would take this deep breath and be like, okay, I am the owner of Flintstone Media Podcast Production House. I'm the founder of Florida Podcast Network, which has 5 shows right now. I'm the production manager for Horse Radio Network, which has 18 shows. I'm the director of the Wedding Biz Network, which has 1 and hopefully soon 3 shows, and I'm organizer of the Palm Beach Podcast. It's like ridiculous, right? I'm now the founding member of the, well, we'll get to that. But once I would actually be asked the question, what do I do, or what's my show about, whatever, however they framed it, and giving that answer and having to repeat it back so many times, it became this moment where I'm like, wow, I'm really doing a lot. And I finally, I think for the first time, stepped back and took a breath and allowed myself to be really proud of myself and everything that I've accomplished. I mean, the question, tell me about your podcast or what your podcast is about, has suddenly become such a complicated question. And I'm really excited about what I've done. So a little pat on my back. But anyways, if you want to see just for yourself how ridiculously the list has grown in recent years about what I'm doing, just go to flintstonemedia.com. It's all there. Especially if you go into the public speaking tab, you'll see I have a rundown of all the things. It's just insane. But anyways, of course, I have so many people to thank who've been blessings to me along the way. I certainly haven't been building this on my own. And, you know, this has been something that's been in my head for years, actually, but well beyond, before really Florida Podcast Network was even a thing. Flintstone Media was barely a thing. It was actually motivated initially for personal reasons, but I have something special planned in the future. I won't embarrass anybody here to, you know, thanking them individually, but there have been so many people who've helped me along the way. And I actually have, something really special planned in the future as a way of commemorating all of their efforts and how they've contributed to my success. So stay tuned for details on that. It'll probably be in the far, far future, but hopefully not too far. But anyways, since I had been while I was at Podcast Movement, some amazing things happened. And I just wanted to run down them really, really quick for you. I know these are usually very small, short updates, but so I'll just run through real quick. Number one, the aforementioned Chris Kremitzos of Podcast Movement, of the Best in Jersey podcast documentary, and of Florida Podcast Association. Well, he wants Glenn and I to share our story. And what really struck me, is that our story really is the PodFest story. So we're switching conferences right now. I was at Podcast Movement, but having a conversation with Chris, who's behind PodFest, and PodFest is more geared for the independent podcaster, and that's the one where I got invited to do the keynote with Glenn this year, and Glenn's been doing the keynote for years, and I've just been heavily involved, and that conference is really a family. And so the story of how I met Glenn there, how Glenn took me under his wing, how we're now working together, and now my career is blossoming, and now I'm paying it forward and helping others. It really is the story of PodFest. So for him to recognize that and want us to share our story is it's a real tribute and a real, just thank you. That's amazing. So that's actually something that's going to be a project in the works. So I can't wait to give you more details as that comes about. Also, while I was at PodFest, which had nothing to do with PodFest, but other than the fact that I was there at the time, was that, so the Wedding Biz Network, it's, you know, been underway, and we've been working to get it, the foundation for it, settled. And in the course of podcast movement during that week, we finalized two contracts, and we have contracts ready to send out to affiliates. So that is really exciting. So I hope to have some news very soon about new shows boarding onto the Wedding Biz Network. I can't wait. Also, which did happen at Podcast Movement as a result of being there, it was the first official board meeting of the International Podcasters Association, and I became a founding board member. So the International Podcaster Association, I'm so excited. It's going to be, we really need something like this in our industry, you know, something to provide support, something to provide education, standards, certifications, just some way to guide the industry and give us a unified, solid voice. Because, you know, especially this year, Podcast Movement, we saw more the influx of the radio industry and other people who want to, you know, other corporate entities who want to really influence the podcasting scene that we have built. So it's up to us to form a unified voice and create an association to represent us. So I'm honored, beyond honored, to be a founding member of the IPA. And I will be posting something about that soon on flintstonemedia.com. Also, I mentioned being asked to be on Amy's show. Again, feels totally full circle. I'm so excited again. Thank you, Amy. Can we call? And another thing that is interesting, well, on the one hand, I'm a founding member of the IPA. On the other hand, I've also had two conversations while at Podcast Movement with leading production teams in the radio industry because they wanted to pick my brain about podcasting. Like, Thank you. I think that the radio heads who are trying to get into podcasting now are going to do one of two things. They're either going to try to get in, think they know it all, and either fall on their faces or influence the industry in a negative way, or they're going to come in, want answers, recognize that we've been doing this for 15 years at least now, some of us, and we've created and crafted the industry in a certain way, and it doesn't follow the radio rules. And so the ones that reach out to us, the podcasters, the independent podcasters, and want us to help them are the ones who are more likely to succeed. So I was really excited to see at least two broadcast companies figure that out and come to myself and other people that I know of to get some information and some guidance. So hopefully those turn into paid gigs, because certainly our experience should be valued in that way as well. But that was really exciting. And I've also been approached to be an advisor on a project spearheaded by one of my all-time favorite personalities in the broadcasting industry. I can't really talk about it too much yet until something is, it's not that I can't, it's not that I more like that I won't until things become more official. So more on that later, but it was, I mean, a total fangirl moment for me to meet this person and just have really great conversations, and hopefully we'll see where it'll lead to something really cool. Oh, okay, still going. What I'm also, Palm Beach Podcasters has its meetup coming up next week, and it was really great because at the end of Podcast Movement, I was literally just about to leave the building for the last time. And as I'm walking through, well, wouldn't you know, one of my podcast, Palm Beach Podcast members was there. So Mimi, aka Michelle, I was so excited to see her there. So hopefully she used the discount code I provided to buy the ticket. But I was really excited because she's definitely getting into the space and exploring it fully. So good for you. And just in general, just spending time with friends was awesome. Seeing everybody. Oh, and when I went to the She Podcast booth, Jessica was giving out buttons for everybody who had already registered for the conference, which thank you again to Ellen Ferranti for purchasing a ticket for me. Just out of the blue, I got an email a few months ago. Hey, I got a new ticket in my pocket. Thank you. But also my mentee Izzy is also going to be there. So I asked Jessica for an extra button for Izzy. So I'm going to have that on me when I see her at She Podcast. Izzy, I have a button for you. It was also cool making new friends. Like Jared Easley, the founder of Podcast Movement, one of the founders, his buddy Chris Murphy was there, who I'm pretty sure that was his name at least. I walked away thinking, am I just thinking his name is Chris Murphy because there's a politician in Florida named Chris Murphy? But I'm pretty sure his name was Chris Murphy, and he was really cool. And above all, just meeting the guys at Buzzsprout, my gosh. So Buzzsprout is a hosting company, which I'd heard of but didn't really know much about, to be honest. And they're a Florida-based company. They're right in Jacksonville. And their whole team was so cool. Like, I want to go up there just to hang out with the Buzzsprout team. Like, they're just neat. So meeting them and, of course, recording an episode of Florida Podcasting News in their booth, it was just a lot of fun. I mean, I had so many amazing opportunities come out of Podcast Movement, which just drives home my continuous point. To make it in podcasting, you have to network, you have to get yourself known, you have to be seen, you have to meet people in face-to-face, in person, and just make really amazing connections. And I'm going to be diving into that message a lot more for International Podcast Day. I have been asked again, in case you didn't see the news, I've been asked again to contribute to an hour for the 24-hour live broadcast for International Podcast Day on September 30th. So one of those 24 hours will be mine. I'm very excited. And the subject matter last time when I did it 2 years ago was about the Florida podcasting scene, how it's growing. This year, I'm talking about networks, building it. So it'll be building a podcast network, some tips about that. And also networking in generally, like in person. How do you network, whether it's meetup groups, conferences, all that stuff. So I'll be talking about all that and inviting special guests as I have in the past to join me. So International Podcast Day, September 30th. Look for details on flintstonemedia.com/IPD. My hour is scheduled for noon Eastern Standard Time. So I hope to see all of you tuning in for me live. And in other recent news, last couple of bits of news for you guys, as I share more of my growth in the podcasting industry here on Jimmy's Curved Cube Continues. Well, this summer, I was trying to figure out a way to help Izzy, my little mentee, with something adjacent to but different than podcasting. I wanted to do something not as direct as a podcasting. So I did a public speaking workshop with her. We met on Thursdays, went through doing a public speaking tips and stuff, a little bit of training, and she went through a presentation of what has changed for her over the summer. So that was so much fun to do with her. So congratulations to Izzy on completing successfully that workshop. I even made a certificate for her, a certificate of completion and everything for her. I was so proud of her. So well done, Izzy. And also, Flintstone Media has now hired 2 new people. That's right. I have a staff now, guys. I'm so excited. So I have hired, the first person I hired, who I sealed the deal with, was a guy named George Hernandez. He has a podcast called Fan Freaks. It's about, you know, pop culture, video games, and stuff like that, and being fans of all those things. And I met him when I did a presentation earlier this summer at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which, by the way, I also hope to have a very big update on the next edition of this podcast. But anyways, I met him. He was working there front desk and also doing video of the presentation. And we spoke afterwards, really, really connected. And so I had him in the back of my head when I was looking for someone to bring on board. So George will be coming on initially for special projects and having him do lots of random things to learn a little bit more about Flintstone Media and the podcasting industry and business in general. And eventually to be bumped up to a production assistant. So I'm very excited to bring George on board. And the second person that sealed the deal is Charles Milling. Now, Charles is the guy who actually taught me how to edit. He has a long history of music production, And so he's produced several albums. He's so prolific and such a good, I mean, he's I call him a music note with legs. Like, it's crazy. This guy can pick up any instrument and jam. He was trained and raised in New Orleans, went to Berkeley. He's so good. And so he just knows audio. He's an audio engineer. So he's being brought on board as exactly that, a lead producer and engineer. So I'm so privileged and honored to have Charles on board as well. And both George and Charles will be recording interviews to introduce themselves to you guys. And so those will probably be put out on the general feed for Florida Podcast Network. That's probably where I'll put those. So look for that in the future. And also there will be a news post announcing their addition to the team here, hopefully later today at latest tomorrow. But if you go to flintstonemedia.com and onto the About Us page, you scroll down a little bit, you'll be able to click right through to George and Charles' profile and learn more about them if you can't wait to hear more about them, their recordings, or the announcement, or all the things. Anyways, that's all I have to say. That was a long update, but man, Podcast Movement was a trip, and I am so excited. Not excited about the subsequent conference flu, but c'est la vie, you know, life is a balancing act, right? And speaking of balancing acts, the latest episode of Finding Florida, which has the first part of the adventure in Sarasota, which literally was a balancing act because I did trapeze, true story guys, it's now out and available, sent it out amongst the wolves last night, so you can go to findingfloridapodcast.com or download it on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all the podcast players should have it by now. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. I did trapeze. Really, guys, it's a true story. I still can't believe I did it, but it's a great time. Anyways, that's it. Thank you so much for listening, as always. And if you want to keep in touch, findingfloridapodcast.com, floridapodcastnetwork.com, or the big umbrella with all the things, flintstonemedia.com. Thanks, guys.